Today's share is sponsored for Rafu Shalema for Shoshana Malka Bas Dobra. To sponsor share, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com or go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a share. To help keep these shurim coming on a consistent basis, we seek your support and sponsorship. We are on page Kuf Pei Zayin in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chos of the New Print, Perik Yudalid, Siv Zayin. At the bottom of the page, we're talking about the halachas of washing in hot water on Yom Tif. V'chitzas b'mayim chayim b'yom tif. I'm going to talk about washing in hot water on Yom Tif. So Siv Zayin begins. K'shem shasrua Asura rechitzas kol haguf kuloi b'mayim chamim b'shabbos. Just like it's also to wash the whole body in hot water on Shabbos. Kaki asura gam b'yom tif. So too it's asur on Yom Tif. Af im hamayim huchmu b'erev Yom Tif. Even if the water was heated on erev Yom Tif. And Siv Kodchof Aleph on the bottom, he points out, v'hatam da'asvinan lirchitz kol haguf. Shema yavi lahochei mayim l'tzerich zeh. Why is it asur? To wash the whole goof, lest you come to heat up water for this. Washing the entire body is not considered a dava shavel chol nefesh, something that's required by all, except by those people who are used to making sure they take a hot shower or hot bath every single day. But he continues on the bottom of page Kuf Pezayin, Mutter Lirchoitz Eva Aver. One could wash with hot water on Yom Tov one Aver at a time. V'loy kol haguf, kulay b'vasachas, but not the whole body at once. B'mayim shehuchmu b'erev Yom Tov, with water that was heated on Erev Yom Tov. So if you have water that was heated on Erev Yom Tov, you could wash yourself Aver b'Aver. U'l'tzayrich rechitzas ponav yodav v'raglav. Now this is dafka on Yom Tov, obviously not on Shabbos. To wash one's face, hands, or legs. You could heat up water on Yom Tov itself. So you can't wash your whole body unless you heat up water for it on Yom Tov. But heating up water for just rechitzas, yadav panav v'raglav, that is permitted on Yom Tov. Siv Ches, on page Kuf Peches. Tinek sh'roichatzim oisei mide yoyim b'yoymoi b'mayim cham. A toddler, an infant, who's generally washed on a daily basis, was considered back in the olden days necessary for the health of a baby to wash them on a regular basis, on a daily basis. V'chein le'es ha'tzorech, so too in a case with his great need. Mutol l'roich tzay kuloi gam b'yom tov. A person can wash himself or the baby on Yom Tov. He puts in parentheses v'yizar, but one should be careful sh'lo yovei l'idei schitas ha'tzorech. So be careful not to come to by mistake squeezing here. Ach also lechamim mayim b'miuchel tzayrich rechitzas ha'tinek. But one has to be careful not to heat up water just for the sake of washing a baby. Ulam kasher tzayne lochim mayim l'shtir l'shtivas keil. What should you do when you're heating up water for drinking or to wash dishes? L'yocher l'kaches l'chatchil l'kli gadol. Take a large keili. When you're heating up water, so you fill up the pot with a lot of water, with more than you need, but in the same maisa of putting the pot on the fire for the small amount of water, you're putting the pot on the fire for the larger amount of water, so it's one malacha, that is permitted. But if the water was already on the fire for drinking or for washing dishes, you can add water for heating up. You can't add water to heat up the water for washing a toddler. If you look in Siv Katan Lamed Aleph, he says, Simon Tovkov Yer Aleph, I am Mishabrudim Arva Chamim Mayim Lutzerich Chitzas Kol Gufoy. And if a person was over and he heated up water for washing the whole goof, the mutar lirchitz b'ham tinek kol gufay. It's permitted to wash a tinek all his whole body. And megilin lirchitzay kol hayayim if you usually do it. V'hu adin the mutar gadol lirchitz b'ham al kaponim, ponav yadav v'raglav. So he's saying that if it was done by mistake, It's not like an ass of the water. The mice of cooking water has a davar hetter to be done with it on Yom Tov. If you did it by mistake, be'isser, it doesn't aser the water. Se'if tes, le'inyin ha'ashimush b'mayim, chamem b'miska and l'hachmas mayim, v'idut shemesh b'yom tov, as far as heating up water, the hot water tank, or the dut shemesh, the gas kicking in, the fire kicking in, electricity kicking in, so we spoke about that already in Perek Beis, in Siv Zayin, he tells us. If you look quickly at Perek Beis Siv Zayin, which is on page, in the new print of Shmi Shabbos Kolchosa, on page Mem Gimel. He says, Motu l'shtamish b'chag b'chol ha'mizkanim l'chim ha'mayim. One could use on Yom Tov all these hot water, I don't know what to call it, all these various methods, the boilers, the shemesh, as long as you're doing it, l'tzerech dvarim shemut l'ach ha'mayim Yom Tov. Bein b'sho sheheim mufalim, bein b'sho sheheim mufalim. As long as you have a thermostat, as long as you're not with your hands going and turning it on. So you can't turn on electricity, you can't turn on the fire, you can't turn on the hot water tank, but by, you know, allowing water to go in, it goes on by itself, that's okay. Says, but let's say you have a water tank where when you open the faucet, automatically you're going to be creating that a fire goes on from scratch, not Eish Meish, or some electricity is going to go on, and it's mamish direct, then it's going to be awesome. If it's just letting the water in, and then at some point the thermostat's going to turn it on, so that's mutter on Yom Tov. Back to our Perek Yudalid, if Yud on page Kuf Pei Tes. Gam b'yom tov also l'srachet z'shem refuah b'chamei tveriyu k'dayma. It's like on Shabbos, one can't go into chamei tveriyu, or the hot bath, zitzes, and stuff like that for refuah. So to on Yom Tov, one may not do so for the purpose of refuah. Rechitza b'mayim karim b'shabbos b'yom tov. That was hot water. We talked about first about Shabbos in the previous year, and now we spoke about hot water on Yom Tov. Now we're going to talk about washing in cold water on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if your Aleph begins on page Kuf Pei Tes, Noyegim Shloi Lirchoitz B'Shabbos U'B'Yom Tov. The custom is not to wash on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as Kol HaGuf, one's entire body, Afilu B'Mayim Karim, even in cold water. V'Reichetzim Rak Eschelke HaGuf She'enem Uchusim Cyrus, and to only wash the parts of your body that are not covered with hair. You could wash these parts of your body, even if it's lukewarm water, that as long as it was heated up before Yom Tov, and you don't feel the heat in the water, it's already lukewarm. One can do wash with such water as well on Yom Tov. During a heat wave, someone's very mitzvah, Yom Tov comes out in a shavuos, let's say, in the heat wave. Mutar aflis kalech b'mayim kele kirogli b'mayzachol. Then one could take a shower with the same water he would in the weekday. Mekalmaki mizosh le'lizchot as Osiris. We'll see more in Tzivchav Beis. In such a case where it's mamish necessary, one could be mekel and wash his whole body in this lukewarm water. It was interesting. I had a personal shaila with Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg when Eretz Yisrael, we were Bochrim, and it was a 3-day Yom Tov, and the second day was Simchas Torah. So we were going into having the first day Simchas Torah with the Israelis, second day Simchas Torah for the Americans, and then going into Shabbos. And we asked him about taking a shower before Shabbos, and he told us we could take it in lukewarm water. And I asked him if it has to be Aver be'Aver, and he responded, a shower. Once again, dafka in mayim poishrim, in lukewarm water, not in hot water. Seif yud beis. Also lischois, gam be Shabbos, gam be Yom Tov, one can't go swimming on Shabbos in Yom Tov. Noigim gam loy lehis rachitz, by yom eba brecha af bli lischois. And we're noig not to wash ourselves, not in the ocean, not to go down into a lake, not to go into a pool, even if you're not going to swim, you're just going to sit in it to wash yourself off on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Berez Mayim, Siv Yud Gimel. Shemufal Ayde Ayin Electronic. You have a faucet that works by electricity. It's got that red thing, the laser. It feels when your hand's underneath it, and it turns it on. Tainu Bizman, Shahad, the Mekari, Vizyodavel Berez. You put your hand close to the faucet. Maschilo Mahamayim, Lotzes Menaberez. The water starts coming out. Also, Lushtamish Baby Shabbos Ibiyamtiv. We'll see later in Perikov Gimel, all these halachas with this electronic eye stuff. But forces with electronic eye, you cannot use on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The next is very became a couple of years ago, there was articles and very controversial. But it's Pasha that Beres Sheboi Yodis Achas. HaMuchuvenes is Amayim Achayim V'akorim L'midas Achum Arutsuyo. Single handle faucets, which in the last, I don't know, decade have become very, very popular. Sometimes it's even difficult to buy a sink without a single handle faucet. One has to be very careful. Since if you're not all the way to the right, the mamish all the way to the right, and some of them even all the way to the right, you're letting out hot water. Be very, very careful not to turn on the hot water. Basic recommendation is if you have a single handle faucet, is to shut off the valve underneath the hot water before Shabbos, or at least to test it by shutting off your cold water and seeing if your handle is all the way to the right, if any water comes out. If no water comes out, so then you could make sure. If you have a way of making sure that the handle stays to the right, then it would be mut even without shutting off that water. But one has to be very careful to make sure he's not releasing hot water. Once again, if you release hot water, what happens? New hot water goes into the hot water tank. New hot water goes into the water tank, that's mamish bishul of that hot water instantly. And therefore, one has to be careful when using a single handle faucet. Today's shiur was sponsored for Refus Lem for Shoshana Malka Baz Dabra. Please help sponsor shiurim to keep them coming on a consistent basis. Email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com, or go to www.rabbifishman.com. Thank you.